Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. And we're speculating, we're observing on the basis of an essay that Anatole has posted at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft website about post-war, about Ukraine has won, what now? And Anatole, I turn to the meetings in these last hours in Brussels. The leaders of the NATO nations have gathered in person. I saw a video to show the president of France, Macron, chatting with the president of the United States. Boris Johnson was prominent in the front row. All of the NATO chiefs were there. And conversation has now turned to NATO changing its presentation. I speak generally because there are many moving parts here. For example, deployment of troops to the borderland of Ukraine in a fresh fashion. Romania, Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, certainly. But permanent deployment or temporary has to be determined. Also, NATO pledging to meet its 2% or higher in the case of Germany, defense budgets, and the conversation about Finland and Sweden, the left flank facing Russia joining NATO. Also, this headline this morning about planning for NATO's response in the event of a provocation of a chemical weapon or a nuclear weapon being used in these next days. Is this a new NATO? Is this a NATO that will increase the likelihood of stability in Europe, as was supposed beforehand? Or is this a NATO that will be interpreted in Moscow in time as hostile and trigger more conflict?
Well, NATO has been hostile to Russia throughout. I mean, certainly, I don't know, since 2008, there's nothing new about that. And of course, NATO is regarded as hostile by Russia. NATO is going back to the old NATO of the Cold War, but of course with vastly expanded borders. The point is to keep well in mind, NATO has no intention of fighting Russia. It is not going to send troops to Ukraine. And Russia has no intention of attacking, certainly attacking Hungary. I mean, Russia has excellent relations with Hungary. Bulgaria isn't even on the border of Ukraine. Much of this is pure show. And the other thing is that as far as, you know, Germany increasing its military spending is concerned, I mean, I suppose as a kind of backstop guarantee of European security, that's all right. But, you know, in Western Africa, the French have been asking for years, the Germans and others, to provide troops to fight against Islamist extremism there alongside the French. And the European response has been pathetic. Why? Because in Western Africa, their troops would actually have to fight and die, not deploy to countries where there will be no war because Russia will not attack them. So, you have to be pretty skeptical about these NATO, you know, professions. As for chemical weapons, I don't know. I mean, both sides are trying to use this alleged threat for propaganda purposes. I would doubt that Russia would actually employ them in Ukraine. The consequences for the morale of the Russian troops could be disastrous. And of course, so many Russians, you know, do have relatives in Ukraine. I am at least hopeful. I hope not irrationally hopeful that this will not happen.
I've been reading about 1938 because sometimes there are parallels, and it's a moment in history where many afterwards said the war was so avoidable. No war could have been more likely to be avoided than this one, talking about the second war that damaged Europe and remains damaging to Europe. And at the end of the conflict, after the decision was made for Chamberlain to go and the war cabinet gathered, two or three of the members of parliament wrote a book called Guilty Men. You know this because I've just ordered it, an old copy, and it was condemning those who acted badly or didn't act boldly in order to prevent what became the Hitlerites chewing away at Europe until there was war. So I puzzle if there is a similar book to be written about what we're in now. You, more than anyone I talked to, anticipated this for years, but certainly as soon as we started talking again during the pandemic, that this was the threat to peace in Europe, the unresolved Ukraine conflict dating from 2014. Guilty Men, does it include everyone at NATO, everyone in Moscow? Is there a primary place where we can look for those guilty men?
Well, the thing to remember about 1938 is that Chamberlain at Munich was negotiating with empty hands. Britain did not introduce conscription until April 1939. And even then, in the first vote, the Labour Party voted against it because the overwhelming majority of the British public were opposed to introducing conscription. So if you're looking for guilty men and women, you should look for about 48 million of them, British citizens. Well, maybe that's unfair because Churchill, of course, and others did call for conscription. But my point is that you need, the grossly immoral thing, the irresponsible, was to suggest NATO membership for Ukraine when we had no intention whatsoever of fighting to defend Ukraine, and when it was absolutely obvious that there was a real chance that Russia would attack Ukraine in response to the threat of NATO membership. But, I mean, the immorality and irresponsibility, of course, is that of our political leaders. But you can also blame democratic electorates who went along with this Western strategy, while, of course, being absolutely, absolutely unwilling to run any additional risks or costs for themselves from the offer of NATO expansion. So there's a lot of guilt to go around. By the way, I mean, none of this diminishes the guilt of Vladimir Putin in having, launched this war. In the end, that was his decision, and it was a criminal one. But we can't ignore the, certainly, as I say, the gross irresponsibility of Western policies as well. If you're, in 1939, you also have to remember the West made the Britain and France promised to defend Poland,
yes,
if Germany attacked, and indeed they did go to war. But in the autumn of 1939, what did they actually do to defend Poland? Nothing.
Nothing at all. Anatole Levin, the parallels are spooky. Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.